Heads up, here we come, y'all, live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears glued right to set. This is true hip-hop, old school flip-flop with a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick-tock, and you don't stop. The weight's overtaking over the whole block. Lock to the boardroom, you need to make more room. Move, get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door. Boom. With sports news, music, movies, awards too. You've never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating fact from fiction. Who's who?
What's what?
What's the dad of this? We're going backstage and you ain't getting taxed admission. Better switch gears.
This here,
a fast addiction.
Listen,
we never take our eyes off the prize. New exclusive and you've been authorized.
Cheer.
Get. It's your man, C-Major. About to get it in, a.k.a. the billionaire, a.k.a. the one. I'm here again. It's another day, another dollar. But, once again, I'm not alone. Who's on the line?
Your girl Trini's on the line.
What up?
What's going on, C? How you doing today?
Trying to get it popping. You know we're going to have fun today, like we always do.
Yeah.
Got a few things to discuss. Top 5 news topics of the week. It's really been a slow week for news, which is actually a good thing and a bad thing. But I think what really happened was, you know, there were a lot of tragedies. So I think it kind of overshadowed, you know, a lot of the things, other things going on. But, you know, like I said, we're going to get into all those. You got anything you want to comment on before we really get it in?
No, let's get it in, buddy.
Okay. The first thing I wanted to kind of talk about, obviously, because it's been the major news story for the past week or so, is the Virginia Tech situation. And for me, you know, it actually kind of hit home. And for those of us who, you know, been with Authorized for a little bit now, actually a young lady who was actually my sister when I was in Augusta, her name was Nadia Clark. Her brother was the gentleman shot, the guy, you know, the gentleman with the triple major, you know, the black kid, you know, getting ready to graduate in 3 weeks, you know, 4.0 GPA. He was actually one of the first shot, you know, and he got shot actually trying to help someone else. So, you know, it really kind of hit me, you know, you never know, you know, what degree of separation. And everything else. So personally, just from, you know, the staff and everyone else here, I definitely want to send my condolences out. And like I told her, you know, anything I can do to be of assistance at this time, you know, I'm definitely willing to do it and, you know, step up to the plate. But I just want to know, you know, personally, you know, I don't know if you had any personal connection to it, but just seeing it on TV, you know, how did you really feel about, you know, the tragedy that went down?
I have to say this particular tragedy definitely left me speechless. It's really not much you can say. There's no opinions that can be said. There's no judgment. It's just, it was a horrible tragedy. And, you know, I didn't have a personal connection with anyone there. However, I think that if you're a person and you have feelings and you have a heart, it definitely put a damper on my heart to see that that had to happen to other people's family. And I can only imagine what these parents are going through, losing their children who were supposed to be in an environment where they were supposed to be learning and they were supposed to be safe, and this, something like this, you know, occurred. And, you know, and the sad part about it is that it may possibly could have been avoided.
Right.
And it wasn't. And it's just, at the end of the day, 33 people will be buried, college students, and now we're stuck looking back. What we could have done, what we should have done, you know, this and that. And, you know, it's just a tragic situation. And even though I had no personal connection, my thoughts and prayers goes out to all the families that lost a loved one. And that's
right.
Really, it was sad.
Definitely. I really feel for the shooter's parents, because I know, I mean, they had to have a real heavy heart, knowing that their son did that. And I think it's always a situation when a situation, you know, when something like this happens, you always feel, like you said, you know, what could we have done different? Why didn't we see this coming? Because I really feel, you know, there's a lot of people really hurting out here. And I think we need to pay closer attention to those telltale signs and to these people are hurting. Maybe it might just, they might just need a little more attention, anything. It might, some people just need a hug, for real, a hug and a role model, straight up. And I'm not saying that to be funny at all, but it's really the truth. You know what I'm saying? And I feel, you know, we just need to, you know, kind of wake up and pay attention to these things. So hopefully, you know, we can avoid some of these situations that happen. And on that same note, I really want to discuss, because sometimes I feel we, you know, the media as a whole don't really talk about the good people do, especially in the hip-hop community. Now, this guy, he's not necessarily a rapper, but he's definitely hip-hop. You know, Michael Vick was able to donate, you know, $10,000 to the victims. Now, some people might say, you know, that's not a lot, but it's the thought. I mean, if you donate a dollar, that's still a dollar more. So I definitely want to commend him for stepping up to the plate and doing that.
I can't imagine anyone saying that that's not enough money. I mean,
right.
$10,000 is $10,000, you know.
Right, exactly.
You know, whatever. That it is what it is. It's a step towards helping. And as a matter of fact, you know, he's trying to raise more money through the campaign, the Michael Vick campaign, and the, what is it, United Care Fund or something like that.
Right,
to raise more money. And this is just to assist the parents and the families with, you know, the arrangements that need to be made as far as travel costs and all that other stuff. So $10,000 can go very far in situations like this, especially when it's just, it's to, you know, assist the families that have been affected by this situation. So to judge and make a judgment and say that it's possibly not enough money, you know, get off that.
Right, right.
whoever decides exactly. to make something, make a judgment like that needs to get off that. That's insane.
Right, money, right. No, exactly. And like I said, it's always unfortunate that people do that.
And I just want to piggyback off one thing that you said, which was me, myself personally being a parent, you have to pay attention to your children. You can't be in denial when your child appears to stand out abnormally.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what the deal is. I mean, me, myself, I'm the type of parent where, you know, I have fun, I love my child, but she's weird. She could be a little strange, but this is not a strange where she's going to go shoot up a campus strange, but it's just a strange where she's going to be different, and that's great because her mother, myself, is different. So, you know.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and I pay attention to stuff like that, and I'm aware of that. So, with that being said, I have to teach her how to address people who may say things to her because she is a little different. You know, she's silly. And I'm not saying 7 year, or maybe all 7 year olds are silly. But, you know, she's just a little bit more sillier than the rest. So I have to, you know, let her.
I have to agree.
You know, you have to calm it down sometimes. And then if you don't, I have to talk to her about it. Like, hey, you are who you are, but this is how, you know, people may react to you. And don't be negative about it. You know, people going to have their opinions. Don't let that affect you to the point where, you know, it festers in your mind and your soul and now you're ready to, you know, shoot up a place. It's not
right.
for. You don't have to fit in the box that society has provided for you. You don't have to fit in that box. You know, just because it's there don't mean you got to be in it. So you just have to learn how to address the people, you know, that want to keep you in the box and tell you this is the way you should be. No, you can be anything you want to be. You don't have to stay in this box. So, I mean, that's what I would tell my child. I would reach out. I would tell people all over the world, you know, this, hey, if your child is different, if you think your child is special or talented, you think she's going to be hated on or he's going to be hated on because he's a basketball star, he's going to get picked on and this and that. Hey,
right.
embrace that. Just teach your children how to deal with that, you know?
Right.
To be violent, you know, because it just means that the other children are trapped in a box and are trying to keep your child trapped in a box.
Right.
You know?
Right. No,
necessary.
I understand exactly what you're saying.
You just fortunately, baby haters.
Right. Fortunately, I've had an opportunity to see you and your daughter kind of coexist. And first of all, I want to say she runs the house.
That's bullshit.
But,
can you actually
but one thing she
like
says
that?
To me, but hold on. One thing she did say to me,
which was
I felt very good, you know, about, was she said she's going to be a superstar. And I did like the way you kind of, you know, say, hey, if that's what you want to be, make it happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where some people kind of look at the kid like, yeah, right.
But you have to be special.
Right, because she's like her mom, real special, you know what I'm saying?
Young lady.
I'm just saying, I'm going to keep it real with you. You have some special tendencies, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I admit
that. Yes, you are very special. But I'm going to leave that alone.
I want you to bite me, okay? How about that?
No, I'm just keeping it real with you, man. Come on. Don't make me put you on blast, please.
Why in the hell would we come to talk about a tragedy?
I'm just saying.
And you talking about me being special?
I'm just saying you're special. Like, you have special needs and stuff. Like, you real special.
Whatever.
I'm saying. Don't make me put you on. Do not make me do it.
Whatever you're going to say, I can defend. So do what you got to do.
Okay, no, I'm not even going to say nothing.
Do
I'm not
what
even
you
gotta gonna
do,
say
ball.
Nothing. I'm not going to say nothing about the lime green. I'm Lee Allen.
Hey.
No, we're going to get in it. We're going to get in it.
You promised
get
that
in
you
it.
Weren't going to say anything about
it. I didn't say anything. I just said a color. That's all I said. I'm not saying nothing else about that. Anyway, on to the next subject.
I got the Shrek thing going on.
Okay, I'm gonna have to let y'all know what the deal is, because she's kind of forcing my hand on this, because y'all probably think we crazy. Right. I had an opportunity, like, we had to sit down, we had a brief meeting, and she was sick. First of all, she's real whiny when she's sick, too, so, but anyway, she was sick, so I had to, you know, I did the whole brung her some soup thing, crackers and all that, and I walked in. And the first thing I saw, like, smack in my face, were, what do you say, couches? Couches? And
it's
this wall.
And the couch.
And this wall. Now, mind you, very nice apartment. You know, she's getting her diva on with the plasmas and all that. So, the apartment is money. Until you go to the woods. And I call it the woods because it's these lime green couches. And a lime green wall. It ain't even a lime green wall. It's like a stripe. It's like, you ever see those Right Guard commercials where they got the older stripe and it just kind of goes through it? That's what it looks like. Like, she got the Right Guard on the wall. So the lime green is, you know, I think it's because she's really into the money thing. I'm thinking so, you know, she's getting her Don Magic Wand on. Magic Wana. So I believe that's what it is. So I'm going to call a spade, and I'm gonna give you a little leeway. I'm going to give you some credit for that. But that's what it is. You know, she
but
got
you,
the lime
it
green.
It wasn't bad, though.
And no, it wasn't.
It
wasn't bad. It just stood out.
But that's me. That
right.
is me. And when,
it was
when
real
everyone
special.
Gets to meet me,
it
they,
was special.
I will stand out. You, there will be no question as to who I am. You'll be able
and
to
there's no question them couches stood out. There's no question. It's the lime green, though. I mean, come on. Like, I'm going to give you credit. You have confidence enough in yourself.
Absolutely.
And in your taste to pick those lime green couches. All I got to say is, when you move and once authorized, making, you know, crazy dough and all that's popping, make sure you hire an interior decorator. That's all I'm saying. But, okay. Moving on to the next subject.
I'll get you back for that one.
Moving on to the next subject. Okay. We touched on it last week with the whole game, Tony Ayo, 50 Cent. Now, you know, it was reported by All Hip Hop that Tony Ayo's mom's house was shot up. Okay, here we go again. most people feel it was a warning. It happened. His sister was in the house. Mom was in the house. It was believed that he used silencers so no one would hear it. I don't even know what to think about the situation. I mean, it's already turning bad before it turns better. Right. Exactly. I'm gonna tell you like this, and I would never condone anyone putting their hands on a child or anything. So I'm gonna get that out the way first. But I do know, when I was growing up, there were some of the older dudes that would get on us for no reason. But I guess the only difference in this situation is we kind of knew them. But, I mean, I did have some who was just, in the neighborhood, really didn't know me. But, they used to try to test you. I don't know if it was trying to make you stronger or whatever. Call it what you want. But they would do that. And I just hope this situation really doesn't turn into something like, the Civil War type thing. Because, you got Jimmy Henchman, who's definitely very hood. I mean, anyone who knows his background, he's been, real hood. I mean, he's been involved with the Tupac shooting, everything. Like, I won't say he's been involved, but he's been associated with. So we know his ties are very strong. Then you have 50 Cent, who's, one of the new bosses out there as far as, the entertainment industry. So he has his goons as well. So I just really hope the situation, I mean, it's already turning ugly. I just hope it doesn't get worse.
I concur. Of course, here at Authorized TV, we don't condone violence, nor can we, condone the situation that possibly or allegedly happened between Tony Ayo and a 14-year-old child. But if this is retaliatory, I just don't think that it was necessary. I think that the matter is being looked into and possibly is being handled through the court system, and I think that's the best way to go about it. But, people in the hood, we don't see it like that.
Right.
So, that's unfortunate. We have evolved into a country now where we are in a culture now where we are, showing up with guns. And I remember the days when I was growing up where, it was rare that you saw or heard that someone was shooting, but it was more like, did you see, EJ and Joey and them jumping this guy, I'm talking about straight
right.
blows to the face and to the body, that type of fighting. And, us little girls thinking we were scrapping, windmilling each other to death. That's what's up.
Right. Right.
That's what's up. What happened to that? What happened to the contact? Let's see who the true winner is. Let's see who can fight the best. If it comes down to it, let's see who can fight the best. But, shooting, anybody can do that. You got children picking up guns, shooting each other. That's nothing. I'd
yeah.
rather see a good fight, I'm
right.
amped. I can't wait to see the Floyd and De La Hoya fight. That's what's up. I like to see blows. Let me see some contact. But the shooting up and then to shoot up someone's mother's home where their family is, that's insane.
Right.
That's insane.
Right. No, definitely. I think it's just a really, really weird time, period.
That's
because there's
up.
No more fighting. When you have fifth and sixth graders, they might fight in school, but then someone comes back with a gun. It's a really
that's
weird
what
situation.
You have to worry about. Exactly.
It's almost like you have to tell your kids, back in the day, I know my mom used to tell me if anybody hit me, you hit them back. Now you got to be like, wait before you hit them. You got to evaluate. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy.
Hey,
like, I remember.
Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
Even now, like you said, piggyback off what you were saying is, you get a child hit another child in school. Now the parents is getting involved and they come to school, ready to fight the kids and,
That's why we got these punk-ass kids now.
Because exactly.
You got your parents. See, my mom told me, you go back out there and you get it in. I'm not going to come help you. Because you know what I'm saying? Not because sometimes, in my opinion, just especially being a man, like, I don't know, about females, but being a guy, sometimes I feel you really have to take those lumps. Like, you can't win every fight. Like, if you do, then, more power to you. But sometimes you have to take those lumps because that's only going to make you stronger. I was unfortunate enough to see a situation or, you know, with two friends of mine, actually. They actually fought. And, you know, one guy, you know, they claim one guy won or whatever. And then another friend of ours threw him a knife. Now, this is actually like a schoolyard, like after school. And he threw him a knife. And dude threw it down, like, nah. Dude picked it back up and gave it to him again. He ends up stabbing a guy. The guy passes away, you know, and he ended up getting like 15 years. And the other dude got like 7 for accessory. Like, these are things I witnessed. And, like, it's crazy thinking about it now. But that was just a knife. You know what I'm saying? Now we have kids with guns. It's so much easier to really take someone's life like that. So I think we really, as a community, it's something we really need to look into. It's something we really need to go back to scrapping. It's a lot of punk-ass kids. It's a lot of punk-ass parents who you just want to get a gun. Like, you know what I mean? You're not tough. You know what I'm saying? That's not tough. You know what I'm saying? Show me your hands. Show me what you can do. Like, but no one wants to do that anymore because it's so much easier. No one wants to say, I lost.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's easy. To me, it feels a lot better to say, I lost, but I'm still alive.
Exactly.
Than to say, man, I won, but I killed somebody. Now I'm in jail. There's too many
right.
of us in jail as it is.
Absolutely. For real. That's what's up. And it's probably most of the people that are in there are probably because of violence.
Exactly. You know, between violence and drugs, you know,
yep.
we're I think the numbers are close to almost 10% of all black males are in jail. Like, that's ridiculous. I mean, and you know what? We can say, you know, some of us are in there unlawfully, because I agree with that. But sometimes we have to be smart enough to know, you know, what the deal is. And you know what? You know, violence only begets more violence. And that's straight up. You kill me, I'm going to kill two of you. You know, the rule is you kill my dog, I'm going to kill your cat. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. And it's the ongoing cycle. Like, it doesn't stop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I really want to, you know, I mean, I know I'm only one person, but it's something that I really want to stop. I want to go back into, let's start some boxing for kids and say, you know what, you want to fight? All right, let's go to the ring. So what, you get knocked out? You can come back and fight again.
Children just don't have good role models nowadays. I'm sorry.
Nah.
I just have to say that. I mean, you know, I know that we aren't in situations where back and when our parents were growing up, we grew up in two-parent homes and the mom stayed home and they were able to monitor the children and the fathers went out to work. And now both parents have to work, you know, to survive because it's, you know,
right.
The cost of living out here is so unbelievable. And in order to, or we have, you know, single mothers that have to work and they can't keep an eye on their children. And this is how the children get caught up in the street. And who's there to teach that child, you know, violence is not the answer. You know, or, you know, if someone picks on you, this is what you do. You know, no one's there, and it's unfortunate. And, you know, I just want to say to men and women that even though you may not be with, you know, your children's, the other parent, you can still be involved in the child's life and make a positive impact. And I believe wholeheartedly that's where it begins. It begins there. Most children that end up in situations where they're in jail or they are violent offenders, you know, it comes from broken families and not having good role models. And that's a shame. And we need to straighten that out. It is sad and it's an epidemic in our culture. And it has to stop because it's creating a terrible, angry society. And it's just gonna get worse if we don't turn the light bulb on.
Right. No, I definitely agree. I agree 100%. I think a lot of it has to do with, it's a lot of factors. I think, you know, when I was growing up, my father was in and out. And I think what happened was his father didn't teach him how to be a father. And it's now it's trickling down where the father is just absent, period.
Correct.
And it's affecting everything. Like, it's affecting every single thing because now what we do, and I'm going to put it out there, what we do is have these people who make it and they punk asses don't come back. They make it, they sit in a $1 million house and their ass just sit up and think they made it. But you haven't made it until you help someone else make it, straight up. You know what I'm saying? And it might not be your kid, but volunteer. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not kicked up like that yet. but I still do my volunteer work. I still do all my things to help kids out there. You know, just to have that positive influence, like, yo, you can still do it. And I think that's what's missing. So people blame it on, you know, the rap videos and everything else, but rap videos shouldn't be raising your child. You know what I'm saying? I respect some of the mothers, not all of them, because some of them don't do what they're supposed to either. You know what I'm saying? But I respect the ones who are sitting there working hard and really just don't have the time. Because it does take a man to raise another man, straight up. My mom cannot teach me how to be a man. And you know what I'm saying? I had to learn from watching other people and, you know, all these different things. And that's just the real deal. And I think we as a community need to figure out, once we make our money, whether you're a lawyer, doctor, whatever, even if it's not your kid, go to the community centers, volunteer your services, your time, whatever. Because more than anything else, time is more important. Anybody will tell you that. You ask a kid, you ask a girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, what's most important, it should be time. Because anybody can make money. Anybody can give money. That's easy. You know what I'm saying? I think that's something we really got to do. And, you know, speaking on, like, the whole, you know, going back into how hip-hop is blamed for everything, recently they actually had, a hip-hop summit where, you know, Russell Simmons and Dr. Benjamin Chavis invited a lot of people out, you know, a lot of the heavy hitters in the industry to basically convene to talk about, try to have a resolution to what's going on. We know hip-hop is being blamed for everything. We know, you know, with the whole Iman situation, there's been blamed on hip-hop, which I'm still a little pissed off about. But they said, you know, from what I've been hearing, it really didn't come to a resolution. And, you know, I mean, obviously things are not going to change over a day. I think it definitely has to be a continuous process of things that go on and on. I think these meetings need to happen more frequently. And I think, you know, it's not just... You know, and a lot of the rappers, I think, are agreeing with me. It's not these old heads that's going to make it happen. It's going to be the young rappers who are in it. You know, I think Snoop said it the best. He said, it's not the, you know, the owners of the team who are going to make change. It's going to be the players. And I think the players have to step up, which are, you know, the 50 Cent, the Snoops, all these. Those are the guys who really need to convene and say, we're going to do something different. You know, I always looked at it like this. I always wish that these rappers could put aside their ego and say, you know, you take Snoop, Jay-Z, Puff, 50, and all these other people and say, we're going to create our own major label. And we're going to do the music the way we want to do it. Because now we have that proper financing to push it how we want to push it. See, now you're dealing with a whole different thing. But, I mean, obviously this is wishful thinking on my part.
Well, what is it that you're suggesting? What is it that you're suggesting that the players... do?
They need to make the change.
How?
If they want to say, you know, we're not going to, like, say the whole women thing, you know, for instance, that's because, you know, that's been a big topic. If they're going to say, yo, we're going to change our lyrics up a little bit, we're going to do whatever, whatever, those are the people that have to change. Because the people at the top who are really at the major, you know, like the universals who own all the labels, they don't care because they feel their kids are not being affected. So they don't care that, you know, sometimes we call our women bitches and hoes. They don't care. But if we have Jay-Z and Snoop saying, nah, man, we ain't even going to get down like that no more. Like, you know, and if you listen to a lot of the music, it has switched up. And it is making that shift back to that time. But my thing is, another thing we need are, like, where are the positive women rappers, too? Because most of the rappers you see, and it's not only their fault because a lot of the majors push into it, you know, the Little Kims and everything to sell their sexiness. But, you know, where is the Queen Latifah from back in the day? Where, I mean, and I know why they're not out, to be honest with you, because labels ain't pushing them, so they not sell. Straight up, that's the reason. But it's for us as a community to say, you know, we're going to rally behind this music. And we're going to support, you know, from 50 Cent to Common. We're going to support all that. And once we as a community decide on it, because we set the trends, don't get it twisted. And I think that's what people forget. We set the trends, but now we're letting someone else set the trends for us. You know, anybody who grew up in the 80s will tell you, Jeeps were not hot until the drug dealers start buying Jeeps. Like, they were not hot like that. But now you can't, now every street corner is 1,000 Jeeps. Y'all don't understand, hip-hop started that. Like, I remember they used to put the rags on it in the back where somebody might have a little Gucci logo on the back of their truck. That's how you know who they was. Like, we started that. We set the trend. And we might not buy stuff like we supposed to, but we set the trend. Clothing, we set the trend. Music is the same way, but the problem is now we're being dictated to. And we're not trying to be different. Now everyone is just trying to conform.
Well, are these people being weak puppets for the puppet master, or are they just calling it
as
how
far
they
as
see it?
Who?
Any of the rappers artists need to change their lyrics. I mean, look, you got women out there that are acting like hoes.
No, I agree. 100%. I agree 100%.
See, if you have a woman growing up without a father figure in her life, then she's going to go out there. And I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of the cases that I've seen personally, you have women going out doing certain things in order to receive some type of appreciation of some sort, or validation from a man that they didn't receive as they were growing up. And that's problem number one. This is what's going to cause women to go out and do videos for free just to be in the company of somebody that they see on TV, a rapper that they like they see on TV, or be in the company of people, not even the rapper himself, but his entourage, just to be in the company of, you know, the glamorous life for about, you know, a few hours and doing whatever and, you know, having sex just to be in the video. That's what that is. So what, you know, you calling it, they calling it how they see it.
Right, because there is a lot of that.
Start with them. It starts
on
with home. So how, at the Hip Hop Summit, how do you address what's happening in our home? How can you change that? You know, you as a parent, myself included.
Oh, don't say you. Wait, ho.
I'm addressing the people.
Okay, address the parents. I ain't no parent. So address the parents. I'm sorry, I'm just...
To the parents, you do not have to let your child watch TV. You do not have to let your child listen to the radio and the things that are being said. You can monitor all of that. Trust me, I am one parent. I'm single parent. My daughter does not watch videos. She knows she doesn't watch videos. When she goes somewhere else and they have videos on, she will let someone know that she is not allowed to watch videos. I make it very clear to whomever she's with that she cannot watch videos and certain songs on the radio she cannot listen to. As a matter of fact, I always listen to my CD and I very seldom listen to my radio while I'm in a car with her. So it's certain things that you can do to protect your children from the lyrics that are in the song. Now, is it sheltering my child? Yes, it is, from certain things, but that's how I maintain control, instead of letting the music and the lyrics in the music raise my child. So I'll have nobody else to blame. You can't blame
somebody
for
calling
it how they see it. If your child is susceptible and to the words and the lyrics and the lifestyle that are in these songs, then you have to take an internal look at your family. Because I'm not raising any weak children. I refuse. Under no circumstance will my child be weak mentally, that a song on the radio can influence the way she thinks and the way she acts and how she dresses.
Right.
Absolutely not. So you have to, as a parent, if you are a parent, you will understand this, that if this is your child and you don't want your child to fall victim and you have the time and the love and the dedication and the nurturing that you were as a mother you're born with, or as a woman that you're born with, then you will take the opportunity and the extra precautions to manage that type of situation so that you don't end up having a child that is influenced by all of that activity. So you have to really take a look inside your family before you can go out and attack the rappers. The rappers just calling it how they see it.
Right. No, I agree 100%. See, my thing is this. I think there's some responsible rappers and there's some irresponsible rappers.
Absolutely. Look at LL.
I think even you know, people want to talk about Snoop, but to me, Snoop to me is, I won't say a response, but he's more responsible. If you look at his growth from when he started to now, it's a different Snoop. Jay-Z, you look at Jay-Z when he first started, it's a different Jay-Z. And I think it's a lot of the rappers who don't understand the game, who are really just mimicking what they see these other people do. You know, some rappers talk about what they live, some people talk about what they've seen, or then some people talk about what they heard another rapper say. I think that's where the issue comes in. It's not the big dogs usually, because usually, you know, they have some type of relevance. They have some type of, you know, they can say what they say and understand the difference between, you know, a bitch or a hoe and a sister. They can decipher those. It's the other dudes, the little BC fake ass artists, who don't understand that.
Right.
And that's who messes it up.
I'm going to make a point right here. And this is going to take us back to honest. This guy was watching a basketball game of a woman, college woman, basketball playing against another college team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In our community, the first thing out of our mouth is not going to be hoes, calling these women hoes. Because
right.
You know why in our community, in our culture, we understand that these girls are playing basketball and they doing that thing in college. So,
right.
I have a problem with people thinking that he got that from rappers. No.
Oh, no, I don't think that. No, that was here way before.
Because not no rapper would have said, I can't imagine a rapper or anybody from our community making that comment about those girls specifically. That would not have happened, because in our community it is widely known, if you go to college, you playing basketball, whether you a female or male, you doing your thing, and that deserves a lot of respect, and you get a lot of respect.
Very
you're
true.
Black,
I agree.
You're young, you're doing your thing, you're talented in basketball, you're not going to get called a hoe. That's one territory we have good sense enough to know that those people are hands off, and those people deserve a lot of respect. So he got that. He said that out of ignorance and out of what he thought we was thinking. Because I heard a couple comments like, you know, well, this is how rappers talk about women. Rappers talk about some women like that.
Right.
Not all women. In this particular group, I can't think of any rapper or anybody from the community that would specifically call these girls hoes and make fun of these girls. No. This was not the group to make fun of. Now, had these girls been dancing on a pole, swinging around, you know, whatever, doing all that, okay, maybe I could see what you're saying. But in this case, that was off limits. And I think that's what sparked it and made it so bad. And these are college, educated, talented females, black women. And this guy had the nerve to call them hoes. Come back on TV and say, I work with black kids. Come back on radio and TV and say, well, I didn't really think it was that bad. I mean, you know.
That was the problem. His apologies were whack. His apologies weren't heartfelt. His apologies seemed very generic.
Absolutely.
It's almost like somebody saying, hey, this is what you need to say. Like, you know, the publicist is telling them, hey, this is what you need to say. And I think that's why our community especially was not having it.
We was mad. And I don't care if you a D-list rapper or A-list rapper. You know the difference between a hoe and a...
No, and you know what? The bad part is, I wish I could say that is true. But just from being around, some of them don't. Seriously. And it really sucks to me. Because some of them are so stupid that they don't get it. And, I hate to say it like that, but it's real. Like, some of them don't get it. Some don't see it. It's like a movie. Some people don't understand that some of the stuff is entertainment or whatever it is. Or, you know, and some of them don't understand that they're just saying, you know, they're talking about certain women. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen the ignorant dudes at the club who you know, walk... And I'm talking about rappers. I'm not even talking about just the regular patrons. Who a girl walks by them, and they'll grab her butt, and she go off, and then they'll call her a bitch. Like, I've seen it. These are from actual... These ain't from the majors, because the majors, you can't even get to them like that. These are from the actual C and D list rappers. So not all of them get it, unfortunately.
But you know what that means? That means they have a lack of respect for women. And
no, exactly.
What you need to do is go home and find out what happened in that person's life to where they have shown no respect for women.
Nah, and
it's
to me, that's that. But that's what I'm saying. See, to my thing is this. When you decide to put yourself in the limelight, you decide to put yourself in a certain situation, you have to understand and be willing to understand you're in a different predicament now. That you're in a way different situation. It's a way, it's different now. You can't do those same things.
If you don't have anyone teaching you or never had anyone teaching you and you come with all these issues,
you know what? I think
great because the lyrics is tough and hard, but at the
see, I don't blame it on the lyrics. No, I blame it on the actual individual because I didn't have no one teach. No, like seriously, like my mom said, what my mom said, but I didn't have like that male dude saying you need to do like nah. Like sometimes you have to just understand, and that's what I see when I look at a lot of these the older rappers. You can see the growth. You can see the growth from Eminem from killing his wife to. To now, like, it's a different person. And these dudes don't grow. You know what I'm saying? And that's why their careers, that's why they are C&D list rappers. Because they don't grow, the stuff's not relevant, and people like, man, whatever. You know what I'm saying? That, and that's just straight up. You know, I'm going to just call it what it is. But anyways, I don't want to keep dwelling on this situation. But I do want to do this, though. And it's something I kind of commented to you guys about. During the week, I do want to have a show where we get all the hosts on, and I really was disappointed when I watched Oprah, and I sound real gay, right? I was really disappointed when I watched Oprah when they had Common, Russell Simmons, Benjamin Chavis, and Kevin Lyles on, because I was disappointed because she has so much influence on people in general. And she wasn't as neutral as I felt she should have been. She said some things that, but you know, I don't even want to get into it. During, you know, I want to make sure we all get on and we really discuss it. And I really want to know because obviously I'm a guy, so I have my personal feelings. You know, I'm not an Oprah lover like that, especially based on her treatment of hip-hop. But I know, you know, a lot of you might have different opinions. I really want to hear those opinions. And I know other people might feel the same way. So that's something I really, really want to get in and discuss that. So that's definitely going to be an upcoming show within the next week or so. But going back into something a little lighter, I want to play
a... This is so heavy around.
I know, like, this is not us. Like, we see how we got deep? Like, we get
deep,
too.
Yeah, we got real deep. You know,
yeah,
when
like,
it's so deep, it get wet and... Oh, am I talking about this? Okay.
Oh.
Talk about something different.
See? Okay, yeah, bringing me to my topic. I recently was fortunate enough to get an advanced copy of Neo's CD. Now, first I want to say, when it comes in the stores, you have to get it because the joint is money, okay? But he has this song, and it's called Addicted. You know, he talks about his sex. Matter of fact, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to play the joint, and it brings up an interesting topic. Me, but you know what? I'm gonna just play the joint and we're gonna come back. Y'all, listen, this is Neo Addicted. This is Authorized Radio. I'll let you boys.